Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening.
Hey, Loretta. Sorry about that.
No, it's okay.
Get ready to go have fun.
Really? Okay, you have your guests, Vicki and Mildred?
No, just me.
Okay.
I'm going to have to get
Oh, Angela?
Uh-huh.
Add Mom to the sick and shut in.
Oh, she's not doing good.
With that new medicine now. Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Okay, I have Ms. Williams.
Yes.
And I have Ms. Allen.
Yes.
Are you by yourself tonight?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, tell Reverend Allen we miss him.
I'm not going to tell him. Lazy self. Okay, I tell him.
Oh, wow.
Okay, Angela, you want to go ahead and pick up in Genesis for us, please?
Take a wife from the daughters of Canaan. Arise, go to Paddan, to the house of Bethuel, your mother's father, and from there take to yourself a wife from the daughters of Laban, your mother's brother. May God Almighty bless you and make you fruitful and multiply you, that you may become a company of people. May he also give you the blessings of Abraham, to you and to your descendants with you, that you may possess the land of which God gave to Abraham. Isaac sent Jacob away, and he went to Paddan Aram. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Yeah, amen.
Amen. Okay, going to run down the list quickly. I have Miss Williams.
Yes.
Mom and Daddy Verna.
Yes.
Angela. And Miss Allen.
Yes.
And myself. Okay, we're going to go ahead and get started. Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
For this is the day that the Lord has made, so let's rejoice and be glad in it. Amen.
Amen.
Welcome to the Nellens Family Weekly Prayer Service. Tonight is an open session, so I pray that you all brought some good news to share with the group tonight. If not, just say pass. Now, if everyone would bow their head for the blessing of the prayer line, please. Dear Heavenly Father, first we would like to thank you for this glorious day. We thank you for your love, for patience, for your gentleness, for wisdom, for your Son, our Lord and Savior. And most of all, we thank you for your wonderful words, for the word is our guidance in life. Father God, we ask that you order our steps this week and lead and guide us the way that you want us to go. We ask that you go before us to make our crooked road straight and our rough road smooth. Father God, we ask that you remove anything and everything away from our prayer service tonight and allow us to hear your wonderful words being shared. Father God, we ask that you continue to bless this prayer line, bless America and other nations. In Jesus Christ's holy name, let everyone say amen.
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 Amen. Okay, we're just going to go ahead into the program, going down the list here. I have, I have, Mom, can you lead us out in Matthew, please? Matthew 19:26.
Okay.
Jesus looked at them and said,
with man, this is impossible.
With man, this is impossible.
But with God, all things are possible.
But with God, all things are possible.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that, Mom. Okay, we're going to go down the list and share what we have to share, the good news. And I have Miss William. Any good news you want to share with the group tonight?
Oh, yes, I do. I would like to share from 2 Corinthians 10, chapter beginning with verse 4.
Amen.
Verse 3. It says, for though we live in the world, we do not war after the world, or as the world does. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. We demolish arguments and every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God. And we take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ. And we will be ready to publish every act of disobedience once our obedience is fulfilled. What the word is telling us that we do not war against flesh and blood, but we war against spirits. And the way we win this war is through God's mighty weapons, which are, number one, prayer, faith, hope, love, God's word, and the Holy Spirit. These are powerful and effective weapons. We use them when Satan comes against us. He is ultimately defeated by the weapons that God has given to us. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that, Miss Williams. Okay, next I have is Daddy Werner. Any good news to share with the group tonight?
Yes, James, the first chapter, starting at the 13th verse.
Amen.
Let no man say when he is tempted, I am tempted of God. For God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempted he any man. But every man is tempted when he is drawn away by his own lust and enticing. Then when lust has conceived it, bring it forth sin. And sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. Do not err, my beloved brethren. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no valiness neither shall punish. For his own will beget he us with the word of truth, that we should be a kind of fruit of his creatures. Therefore, my beloved brethren, that every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath. For the wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of God. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that, Daddy Verna. We do have Hubert to join in. Good evening, Hubert. How are you?
Shalom, shalom. I'm blessed, Donna.
Amen, amen. Okay, next I have Angela. Any good news to share with the group tonight?
Yes, just a small prayer. It's called, Lord, You Are My Hope. Lord, when I'm tired, when I've tried everything and I'm at the end of my rope, I'll not fear what lies before me. For You are my hope. When my problems overwhelm me and I wonder how I cope, I'll remember the promise in Your word, and in them I'll put my hope. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that, Angela.
Hallelujah.
Let's see. Next I have Miss Allen. Any good news to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'll be coming from Hebrews 13 chapter, starting at the third verse. Remember the as change with them, those who are mistreated, since you yourself are in the body also. Marriage is honorable among all, and the bed unfouled, but fornicated and adulterous God will judge. Let your conduct be without covetousness. Be content with such things as you have. For he himself has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. So we may boldly say to God, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear. What can man do to me? Remember those who rule over you. You have spoken the word of God to you. Wait. Who have spoken the word of God to you? Those faithful of conditioner, the outcome of their conduct. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you for that, Miss Allen. Okay, I will go next, and I will be reading a prayer of the 91st Psalms and a prayer of God's protection, deliverance, and safety. I thank You, Father, O Most High God, for blessing me to dwell in Your secret place. Under the shadow of Your wings of protection is the true intimacy with You, embraced and sheltered by Your anointing, Your power, and Your precious love. I confess and say unto You, O Lord, that You alone are my refuge, my fortress, and my place of protection from danger and distress. You are also my stronghold and my defense against my enemies. You are the only God in whom I serve, and only in You will I confidently place my trust. I trust not in my own abilities, nor in my own wisdom or strength, but I place my trust in You, O Lord, to deliver me from the snares, the traps, and deceptive, and sin, temptation, and entanglement of Satan. You are also my deliverer, and from every sickness and diseases and pestilence. Amen?
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Sure.
Amen. 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 Okay. Next I have Mom.
Yes, I'm coming out of Psalm 117.
Amen.
And it says, "Oh, praise the Lord, all ye nations. Praise him, all ye people. For his mercy kindness is great toward us. And the truth of the Lord endures forever. Praise ye the Lord." Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise
Amen.
The Lord.
Okay, thank you for that, Mom. And next I have Hubert. Anything you want to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I do. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in his sight, the most terrible, dreadful God that I serve, Yahweh. I'll be coming out the road home, a new testament for those that keep a move on, that keep on trucking, that is. A new way to be human. God has established a new relationship with you as an individual. But God intends to build his church, the body of Christ. Believers are bound together into one worldwide body by their faith in Christ. And once again, I emphasize faith. In this body, there is great diversity of race, language, nationality, yet there is unity in Christ, the Messiah. You are called by God into relationship with fellow members of the body. God has given different gifts to different members of the church, of his church, that is. But all of the members are to use these spiritual gifts in service to reach others as one undefiled body. Because of this, it is critical that you join a local gathering of the body of Christ as we do with the family, Nellon Family Hour of Prayer every Sunday. Your spiritual growth is dependent on your interaction with others who are following Jesus. A biblical, God-honoring church will teach, challenge, encourage, and correct you. And it will also provide the essential content for the exercise of your spiritual gifts. Just as the part of a body cannot live in isolation from the other members of the body, so you can't live a healthy Christian life in isolation. Well, if you all like to have some background on this, you read Romans 12 and 1 Corinthians 12. What is good about being part of the body of Christ and what's hard about being part of the body of Christ, I will bring to you all next week if the Lord be willing. Bless Allah. Toda Yahweh. Shalom.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you very much, Hubert, for that. Thank you. Amen. Amen.
We'll be in.
Okay, that takes us right into our sick and shut in. And Angela, would you do the honor, please?
Sure will. If you guys would bow your heads, please. Heavenly Father, we thank you that we have received from Jesus Christ the victory over all illnesses. We claim victory and deliverance for Uncle Champ, Antonio Nellens, Beryl Nellens, Malachi, Dot, Micah Moody, Denise Moody, Rebecca Rossiter, Mrs. Waters and family, Lenny and family, Jeanette Williams, Tanya Laidler, George and Rayco and mother, Jermaine Dawson, Quentin Haynes and family, Uncle Oliver, Uncle Day, Mary Lowe, Mary Ann, Wanda, Maxine, Valerie and Charles, Angela Vaughn, Brian, Mother Barner, and last week I mentioned that we had Vicki Huffman on the list, and she's not feeling well today, so definitely extra prayer for her. Did I miss anyone?
We thank you that Jesus Christ is victorious through the power of his might against all the wiles of the devil and against principalities and powers and rulers of darkness of this world against and against spiritual wickedness in high places. We claim our victory in faith through our salvation and his shed blood of all things now. We declare, according to Job 22:27-28, that we are victorious through the shed blood of Jesus Christ. In his holy name we pray. Amen. Thank you for that, Angela. Okay, that takes us right into our birthday, the week of April 21st through April 27th. Any birthdays that we need to recognize?
I have Walter Moody.
Walter Moody. When is his birthday?
23rd.
Okay, any other birthdays we need to recognize? Okay, Hubert, would you do us the honor of singing the birthday song, please? Walter Moody is our birthday person today for the 23rd. I guess, Hubert, are you there? Well, we'll just move on. Daddy Vernon, would you do us the honor of singing the birthday song tonight?
Yes.
Amen.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. God bless you. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you. Happy birthday.
Amen.
Okay, that takes us right into our praise and testimonies, songs or poems. So I'm just going to go down the list. And I have Miss William. Anything else you would like to share with the group tonight?
Okay, I would like to share a short prayer taken from the book Names of God, and the first name I have is Alpha, and it says, Alpha God, we lay before you that which we will attempt to begin every day of our lives. We acknowledge that without you, all our attempts at beginning are in vain. We can't see what will result from that which we now began. Apprehension is mixed with our enthusiasm. We place it before you, Alpha God, knowing that you see not just the beginning, but the whole. You see from the beginning to the ending. You know what will happen before it happens. Father God, we worship you. We build our lives up on you, our Alpha God, who is truly without beginning. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
The Lord.
Lord. Thank you for that, Miss William. Okay, Daddy Vernon, anything else you have to share with the group tonight?
Yeah, I'd like to read a few words out of Seed of Wisdom. And the subject, purify yourself before God. You are the offspring of a holy God. Just explain your insatiable appetite to live a holy and pure life. Sin happens. Just don't cover it up. Bring it to God. Repentance is the golden change that opens the door to the next season for your life. Now, the word. Behold, the Lord's hand is not shorter, that it cannot save, neither your ear heavy that it cannot hear. Your iniquity has separated between you and your God. Your sins have hid the faith from you, that he will not here. Isaiah 59:1-2. Amen.
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 Oh, thank you for that, Daddy Verna. Next I have Angela. Anything else you have to share with the group tonight? Are you there, Angela? Okay, I'll come back to her. Maybe she had me on mute. And I will move to Mom. Anything else you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I just have a praise. Wonder, my friend in Texas.
Uh-huh.
And we put on the prayer list a year ago, she couldn't walk. I got news this week that she is up and about.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
And today is our second anniversary.
Wow. Second anniversary. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Happy anniversary.
Congratulations.
Amen. Happy anniversary.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Yeah, hallelujah.
Okay, thank you for that, Mom. Miss Allen, anything else you have to share with the group tonight?
I think so. Okay. God's spirit made of loving, happy, peaceful, patient, kind, good, faithful, gentle, and self-controlling. There is no law against behaving any of these ways. And because we belong to Christ Jesus, we have killed our selfishness, feeling, and desire. God's Spirit has given us life, and so we shall follow the Spirit. But don't be conceived or make others jealous by claiming to be better than they are. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that, Miss Allen. Okay, I will go next, and I will be attempting to sing a song. And it goes on to say, God is God, and He won't change. God is God, and He won't change. He can do again what He did before. He's the same yesterday and forevermore. I know He won't change. God is my healer, and He won't change. God is my healer, and He won't change. He can do again what He did before. He's the same yesterday and forevermore. I know He won't change. God is my provider, and He won't change. God is my provider, and He won't change. He can do again what He did before. He's the same yesterday and forevermore. I know He won't change. God is good, and He won't change. God is good, and He won't change. He can do again what He did before. He's the same yesterday and forevermore. I know He won't change. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen. Yes. Amen. Okay, attempting to go back to Angela. Are you there?
Yes.
Anything else you want to share with the group tonight?
Yes.
Amen.
I would like to say another prayer for our adult children.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
Titled, Walk Into the Future God Has for Them. Lord, we pray for our children to have a future that is good, long, prosperous, and secure because it is in your hands. Thank you that your thoughts towards them are thoughts of peace and to give them a future and a hope, as stated in Jeremiah 29:11. Turn their hearts towards you so that they will always have your will and your way in mind. Keep them from wasting time on the pathway that you will not bless. Help them to run the race in the right way so that they will finish strong and receive the prize you have for them. 1 Corinthians 9:24. We pray that nothing will ever separate them from you. Romans 8:38-39. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Hello.
Thank you for that, Angela. That brings me to Hubert. Anything else you want to share with the group tonight?
Yes, yes, I would. Thank you very much, Anna, sister. I would like to thank God for waking me up every morning and clothing my right mind. And I'd like to thank him for the air that I breathe that don't belong to me. I also would like to thank him for this family prayer, this hour of prayer. He says, his house shall be the house of prayer. And how wonderful it is to enter into the house of the Lord with praise and thanksgiving and testimony until our salvation come for the redemption of our body. And at that note, I would like to go back and sing a little piece of the song. I'm not, I hope y'all please forgive me, but if anybody would like to join in, you're welcome. I got one more river. Lord, I got one more river. I got one more river to cross. You see, my mother, she'll be there, well, but she can't help me across. You know my mother, she'll be there, well, but she can't help me across. You see, I got one more river, said I have one more river. Yes, I got one more river to cross. Hey. You know my brothers and sisters will be there, but they can't help me across. You know my brother and sister will be there, but they can't help you across. That I have one more river to cross. And I like to break it down this time and say, I was born by the river in a one-room shack. Now just like that river, I've been running ever since. It's been a long time coming, but I know my change has finally come. Oh, yes, it has. You know, I would like to bring the close with that song and say, out of the belly shall flow rivers of water, giving life everlasting. Amen.
Amen. Yeah.
Amen.
Mm. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that, hero. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Okay, that takes us right into our serenity prayer, and I actually have Hubert down for that. Would you do the honor, Hubert?
Yes, I will, Anna, sister. The serenity prayer. Everyone, God grant me
God grant me
The surrender to accept the things.
The surrender to accept the things.
That I cannot change.
That I cannot change.
The courage to change.
The courage to change.
The things that I can change.
The things that I can change.
The wisdom to know the difference.
And the wisdom to know the difference.
Amen.
Thank you for that, Hubert.
Toda Chikwasi.
Okay. Before I go into the closing prayer, is there anything anyone else would like to share before we go into the closing prayer? Amen. Ms. William, I actually have you down for the 23rd Psalms. Would you do us the honor, please?
Okay.
Everyone bow their head, please.
Okay. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod, thy staff, they comfort me. Thou prepared the table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you for that, Ms. Williams.
The Lord.
Okay, well, that concludes our program for tonight. The Nellens family and friends would like to thank everyone for sharing the good news. We pray that there was something shared that will help you through your busy week. Angela came to us with, Lord, you are my help. I did a reading for my protector, Ms. Williams, protection against spirit. Ms. Allen, God is my helper. Mom came to praise the Lord. Daddy Verna shared gifts from above, and Hubert shared a new way to be a human. And I pray that there was something out of there that would help us through our busy week. I ask God to give Reverend Lofton wisdom to continue in his work and his walk with the Lord. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Now, remember to keep God first in all that you do. You are the head and not the tail. And to keep the devil at bay when your feet touch the floor, let one devil say to the other devil, oh, no, he or she is up again. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Remember to put on your full suit of armor for protection from your enemy. Father God, we ask that you help us to remember to walk by faith and not by sight. Next week will be an open session, so come prepared to share the more good news. May everyone have a blessed week. Jesus loves you, and so do I. And good night.
Wadida. Heba.
like a knife. I'm so sick of negative, redundant, repetitive. You can make it go away, all you have to do is say it's okay.
Nellis family would like to thank everyone for joining us. Pray that there was something shared that will help you through your busy week. A thought for the week: that all the peoples of the earth may know the hands of the Lord, that it is mighty. Joshua 4:24. Good night.